Hey everyone, and warm welcome to the Inner Peace and Happiness podcast. Today we are repeating a guest because it was one of your favorite episodes. Today we're here with Vanni van Leer. She was here in the podcast and everyone loved it. We had a Spanish and an English speaking episode, and people loved learning her because she has 29 years of experience in breathwork, teaching 14 seminars in Bioflow breathwork every year. And therefore taught tens of thousands of people in the last years in the art of breathing and being more conscious of your body sensations and your emotion. And we're here this week because she's publishing her 7th book. Yeah. Congrats to that, Vanni.
Thank you. It's very exciting, actually. So thank you, Chris. I'm really happy to be in your podcast again. And so, yeah, publishing my last book, which is called The 5 Human Dimensions. And the development of the 5 consciousness.
Nice, exactly. So like 7 books, like that's a lot. And eh? Like your bestseller so far is a manual for rebirther. It's like the Bible of breathwork. Pretty much everyone who's doing breathwork is reading it. This one also is available in English and in Spanish. This one, you're first publishing it in Spanish because you have the biggest following in Argentina. So different human dimensions. Let's jump into this. Can you explain what are the different human dimensions?
Yes, wonderful. So of course we have a human body, so we have a physical body, but also we have an emotional body because we feel emotions, and also we have a mind, so we have a mental body, right? And we are also consciousness. And so actually becoming conscious, developing our consciousness, and becoming conscious of all our dimensions really make the difference. And the 5th one is the breathing consciousness, because the breath is like the bridge between all of our dimensions. So being aware in all our human dimensions really make a big difference in our life on all levels. And actually, it's not that difficult to develop the body consciousness, emotional consciousness, mental consciousness, spiritual consciousness, and breathing consciousness. It's like training, actually, you know, and we already did a lot of things much more difficult in life. Like, I don't know, for example, learning Spanish. You speak Spanish.
Learning to ride a bicycle.
But also learning English, right? And many things. So it's not more difficult than many things we already did. And it's about repetition, right? And so it really makes a big difference in our life when we are more present in our body. You know that most of people, and you know, because at the beginning of a seminar, I always ask a question, you know, after the first Bioflow meditation, I ask the people in this meditation, which is only 10, 15 minutes, how much percentage of your meditation have you been present in your body? And most of people say 30%, 40%, maybe 50. People who are already training a little bit. And I always tell them, well, you are present in your life 30% or 40% or 15%. And you are only at half of your potential, human potential and spiritual potential.
Exactly. So the goal is to go now. Like I would say, now we are recording this on the last day of the immersion of the seminar. So now a lot of people were like at 70% now. So what's the highest people can go? Like, for example, you or some other people who train this a lot. No one can go to 100%.
No, I don't think so. We are humans, right? Yeah. So you know. When you're completely present, you know, in the human dimensions in this life, it's really amazing because starting with the body, you know, which is a main vehicle, you know, vehicle in English,
vehicle,
right? Yeah, vehicle. The body is really amazing, and because the body is always telling us, you know, if we are in a good health, and which kind of food we should have, and which kind of, you know, lifestyle we should have. But also the body tells us when there's something harmful around us. Sometimes, most of the time, people don't pay attention. And but even more interesting than that, because when you raise your consciousness, of course, you're going to be much more present. And most of people are not even 30% of the time in their body. So when you're completely present, all your abilities are raising because you're aware of everything that is happening around you. So all the responses that you have in life, personal life, relationship, but also in work, at work, you know, your performance really raises a lot because you don't miss any detail. You're really here. So that's one of the things. And of course, there's a lot of, the body is really amazing. There's a lot of very amazing things. Like the body is also a map for our emotions, not only for our health. And when we are present in her bodies, we can really start to raise our emotional consciousness. And it is very important because we cannot be healthy without being emotionally healthy. And as you know, because you did all the program, now you're officially a biofuel rebirther. Yeah. Congratulations, Chris. So happy about it. And as you already know, when most people, everybody, repress emotion, you know, and so, of course.
And especially the French and the Germans, no?
Oh, yeah. I know, it's terrible. Actually, I love working also in Latin cultures because it's maybe a bit easy. Anyway, even though in all countries, you know, it's very cultural, but every culture repress emotions. Or sometimes they get kidnapped by the emotions also, you know. And so it's very important to know how to deal with the emotions. Because if you don't know how to deal with your anger, for example, then at some point the anger will kidnap you and you're going to say or do things which are not going to give you the best results you can have in life.
Exactly, because one of the chapters in the book, I haven't fully read it. I'm looking forward to buying it when it finally comes out.
Because it's printed yet.
Unprinted version. So one of the chapters is also now like of course, the Kurva, the bioflow, no, and like people who identify and get fully kidnapped, no, by their emotion and feel fully furious or sad.
Yeah.
Or people who are more like cold, they're like congelado in Spanish, they're like very cold, they're frozen. they don't really feel any emotion, they are suppressing a lot of emotions, and you want to be in the balance in this way, no?
Yeah, exactly. Because actually, for example, when someone repress a lot her sadness, after some time or a few years, depression comes.
Mm.
And someone who repress their fear, after some time, if we don't learn to deal with our fear, we start to have anxiety or even panic attacks. So it's very, very important to be responsible with our emotions and know how to deal with them. And where do we feel the emotions in the body? So that's why body consciousness and emotion consciousness is very important. And of course, we have a mind and our thoughts are really powerful. So we need to take the reins of our thoughts and of our mind and process all the thoughts that are making us unbalanced, unhappy, and are blocking our human experience. So basically, it's about becoming more human. And this book is a small example of what we practice in the seminars, but it's also a practical manual. There's a lot of exercises and practices which are really simple, but really make a big difference in people's life.
So, like the book is like a practical manual, no, to how to amplify your consciousness, in all the dimensions, no, like your breathing consciousness, emotional, body conscious. Like Fanny is always telling me, Chris, feel your body. When you feel an emotion, where in the body do you feel this emotion? Now after three seminars, I know it well. And it's also a practical manual on to how to find your own blockages. So how can
exactly?
So there's breathing deviation and blockages, right?
Yeah.
So how can someone find their own blockages? I'm not listening to the podcast. How can we find their own blockages?
There's a whole chapter about breathing, because actually it's the bridge. Because any emotional blockage, energetical blockage, or physical blockage is actually visible in the breath, and we can feel it. And the breath is also the main tool, not the only one, of course, but the main tool to unblock. But in order to unblock a blockage, first we have to know this blockage in a very deep way. We cannot unblock by fighting the blockage or running away from it. You know, so we need to study it with a lot of consciousness. That's actually the fastest way. So there's some practices of observing, and in the book there's different exercises where I guide you into looking in the different part of your breathing mechanism, and how is your inhale and how is your exhale, and where are the blockages, and then when you really are aware of your blockages and you can feel them and see where they are, and there's some exercises to start to move the energy. And of course, a breathing blockage, we all have breathing deviations, as you already know, always corresponds to emotional blockage. And not always, but most all the time, also a physical blockage. We have tensions, we have sometimes pain, symptoms. You know, so the whole book talks about that and how to feel your tensions or symptoms or blockages in the body, in the breath, in the emotions, and understand how it works, and start to move the energy on all the levels so that you can start changing your life.
Could to give one example here, like in the exhale, which every human does, a lot of people are holding back in the exhale. And Fanny says her favorite, you love everyone, no, but your favorite kind of people are the people who fully let go and have a clean exhale. Why is that? What does a clean exhale mean? And what does it mean when people are holding back?
So a clean exhale is, or easy exhale is when the person can physically, because at the beginning, until we get to that point, there's some physical blockages, but physically the person can really let go. And so the exhale fall down like a leaf.
That's a good example.
Yeah, and so it's smooth, and actually it's pleasurable when we really let go of the exhale. It's very pleasurable. And so why is that so important? Because the exhale is the mirror of our capacity of letting go, of accepting life the way it is. Of course, we have the power to change things, but there's things that we cannot change because they are perfect the way they are. And so when we can really flow with life and don't resist or don't fight, and be happy with what we have and what we need, and then the exhale gets really easy and nice. So to get to that point, of course, in the beginning, most of people, they have what we call a retain exhale, which
nearly everyone, no? Like, so one question I have here, so let's say, from the last 29 years of tens of thousands of people you've seen breathing, how many percentage would you say have a clean exhale right away?
How often? People who never did practices, almost nobody.
Maybe like 1% or like this area.
Yeah, less than 1%.
Okay.
And usually they are very interesting people. And most of them, they already did some kind of, even if it was not breathing, they already did some kind of other work. But anyway, they are conscious people.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's also communion of society, and most of the people they need to work on themselves in order to be conscious. And so people, which is most of them, will retain the exhale. That means that, I mean, it's physiological. It's not because you want to let go that you will be able to let go. Learning how to let go, it's a whole process.
It's the muscles and body that have to change. We have been breathing wrong for so many years, so we have to relearn. We must have to relearn the...
Yeah, and it's also emotional attitude and comprehension about life. No, so it's because the exile is the mirror how much we trust life also. So when you really start trusting life, which is easy to say, and it's a whole emotional process, right? Then the muscles in the body will start to go away. You know, your body will start to be much more free. And the breath, especially the exhale, gets also more free. And when that happens, it's a whole transformation of the way you see life and also the way you are in your body, the way you habit your body, you know, the way of being present in the body. And of course, the breath change totally. And all the fact of having a healthy way of exhaling makes a lot of difference on the physical level and health level, because more than 70% of toxins go away through the exhale. And so when we don't exhale well enough, then our body is not that clean. It's a lot of people have a toxic body.
We start to sweat like crazy, you know.
Most of people at the beginning of their sessions, in the first session, they sweat. The more toxic is the body, then the most they're going to sweat. But it's only for a few sessions, and with all the transformation that happened, there's a point that doesn't happen anymore. And of course, that's complete. It's like being in a completely new body, right?
Yeah, exactly. So one thing I can share here is like one session I gave to an agency owner in Barcelona. He was sweating so much, and it was like a cold room, like 21 degree room, that his jeans was completely soaked wet from both sides. Like it was completely like he jumped to a water, but from 1 hour of breathing. So like imagine all the toxins that he...
Yeah, no, probably has had a very toxic life, and... is really lucky that he actually found you, Chris. So he can really improve his life faster. That's amazing. That's great.
One question here also from a book, and one of the chapters where I already could read was for people, so 20 connected breaths, for example, with an open mouth, through the mouth, there's many different variations, which you explain. And there's one, because... In the seminars, the last time you asked how many people grind their teeth in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And I think it was 80% of the seminars.
In the last one in Argentina. I mean, that was a bit higher than usual. It was a lot. Yeah. But usually we have at least 40 or 50%.
Okay, so even if you go conservative, let's say 40% of the listeners of this podcast have this problem. So if you now give advice, that will have a lot of people. Yeah. So how should people do the... 20 connected breaths, what is it? And how should they do it if they want to grind their teeth less in their sleep and cure? That's because it's an underlying anger, no?
Exactly, yeah. First of all, that's the tension in the jaw. And therefore, you know, people, especially during the night, you know, there's too much tension. And so the teeth really, you know, that can really be a problem, all those tension. And so this tension, because each emotion... It's actually a place in the body. You know, it's like when you feel happiness, it starts in the heart and then it expands in the whole body, right? And anger, usually it's in the jaw and sometimes also in the hands, because we feel like, you know, fighting. And so when we repress anger a lot, or we didn't learn to deal with it, so that can, bruxism can happen. So, the body is already speaking through the tension. And actually, there's a few testimonials of people, especially a girl who is actually a biofluid, also a professional now. But her tension was so extreme. And I mean, she was really young, or in her early 20s, that she actually, during the night, broke some of her teeth. With the special
protection. Wow.
With the protection, she broke her teeth. And then that was for her like, okay, I should really do something about it. And she didn't know. I mean, she was completely unaware that she was so angry, especially with with her mother in that case. And so, of course, it's very difficult. Of course, she, you know, we love her parents, and it's difficult. So, okay, there's parts of the education that didn't work. I'm actually angry, and how to overcome that. And the body never lies. You've heard a lot about my seminar, haven't you? The mind can lie, you know, okay, I already overcame the anger. But the body doesn't.
Exactly, because the mind is sure like, no, no, this is like, I don't have anything. And the body is like giving these signs. And
yeah, I never believe only someone speaking, I look in their body, you know, like, okay, yeah, okay, but there's anger. I can see it in the jar, for example. And so, but it's very simple. The more simple we do it, the faster we heal, actually. We only have to do this 20 connected exercise with the tongue underneath the upper or under lip.
Really?
And everything is explained in the book. And paying attention to the sensations, in that case, in the jar, because the places in the body where we have repressed emotion are usually parts of the body that are completely sleeping. I mean, that we are not aware of them. We are not observing them. It's like we took away our consciousness in order to not feel it. But for healing, we need to feel it with consciousness, and then it's going to heal really fast. So there's a lot of exercises where you pay attention to the sensations in your body without wanting to change them, because the only fact to put awareness in it will make it, that it's going to change, the consciousness will make it change little by little. And you don't have to do much more. Of course, we can do breathing exercises, and there's more exercises that help to the process to be a bit faster. But the only fact of being aware, the consciousness will do the work. So you don't have to do it. You only have to train to be aware, basically.
So one of the things now would you recommend to these people is like in every morning, for example, when I wake up, to do 20 connected breaths, which would be four fast breaths, one slow. Very conscious of that.
One deep, so it's really slow.
One very deep, and repeating the whole process four times, so 20, with the tongue, let's say, below the upper lip, the teeth.
She explained in the manual also for rebirthers, not only the my last book.
Exactly. So if you want to read more exactly, if you're an English-speaking person or German, then get the manual for rebirthers.
Yeah.
And Telefani translates this one. And
Spanish-speaking
person, then exactly, it will be in German.
All the books are already in Spanish. Some of them are in English. The manual definitely is. And the manual for rebirthers is going to be in German in a few months. So make it even easier for German people. I know most of them speak English, but anyway, it's always nice to read in your own language.
Perfect. Yeah, so this episode will launch in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, your book will launch. So I'm looking forward to reading it. It's like 190 pages or how much, more or less, no? In this area.
Yeah.
I'm also in the book, so thank you for that, Fanny. 260 pages. Nice, so a little bit more than your last book, but
yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah, like, I'm really looking forward to it, can't wait for also the next podcast we do together, maybe in Mexico.
Yeah, so do it.
Thank you for always sharing so much wisdom. Like for me, it was really just the first 3 minutes, I was like, oh yes, this makes so much sense. No, like the different levels of consciousness. Can we to conclude it? Can we sum it up again? So that's the emotional consciousness.
First of all, the body, because the body doesn't lie, and we can feel all the other dimensions in the body. So we start with the body. Body, emotional, mental, spiritual, and breathing consciousness. That's the five consciousness, or our human dimensions. Because this life is about becoming more human, more deeply human. Because we're not going to be in a body forever, and we can be really happy and do a lot of learning process and evolution process in this short life right? It's only a few decades maximum, 10 decades maximum. And so in being really present in all of our dimensions makes that we can really have a wonderful life.
That's a perfect ending for it.
That's
all the best to your people.